And what would you call a big piece of furniture that clothes can be hung up in?
Oh, they call it wardrobes. I never had one.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? On the walls?
Weatherboarding.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
We call it a porch.
Okay. And what would you call a porch that doesn't have a roof on it? A little one.
I reckon you would call that. We don't have them around here very often, but I reckon you'd call it a deck. I reckon. What else you'd call it?
All right. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
We call it a lot.
Okay. What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
We just call it a rock wall.
Okay. Now, would a rock wall have mortar in it, or would it just be the rocks piled?
Not necessarily. Could have. We've got a house. Have you seen this one up the road here on this street?
No.
It's got a lovely rock wall around it. Isn't
I'll have to go out that way.
And my uncle and my father's both live there, and the banker lives there now.
Uh-huh.
Up the street on the left. You'll see
there's some lovely houses on the street.
And it's got they're huge old rocks about this big, and they just sit up there, and they have children there. Sometimes those children knock those, play on them, and jump on it, and they have had to fix them back several times.
Mm-hmm.
But it does not have them all down.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Maxwell, about how big is Lexington?
Oh, I imagine it's 425 people, possibly. Not even more than that.
It hasn't grown.
You know, this is the it's an old town, and it never seems to have been much bigger since I can remember.
It's nice. I guess it must be nice to be able to know everybody.
We're beginning to build out on the edges now. Younger people, you know, can't get. Well, the people in Lexington don't sell the lot.
They like it.
If you've got a piece of land here, you don't sell it.
Uh-huh.
You keep it.
Mm-hmm.
And the young people that come in or want to buy lots have to go outside of town to get them.
Mm-hmm.
They're mostly out of city limits. The Robert Toombs from Washington said Lexington was the only town he ever had seen that was born grown.
That's an interesting observation.
I think it's about like that. Now, we have improved. We've got paved streets, and we've got lights, and we've got water, and we've got lots of modern things that he never heard of. But it hasn't grown as far as size of it's concerned so very much. But the trouble with this county is it was a farming county. And as the boll weevil got into it, the people lost everything they had, had to leave. And so the county is really nothing but cattle and trees now.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody plants trees. And it's a big county.
Mm-hmm.
And it used to be about 25,000, and I think it's about 10 now in the whole county. But there is no big town in it. There's Lexington and Crawford and four or five other towns. But they're all about the same size.
That's very interesting.
There's no big city, and there's no industry coming in. There's a mill like it. Crawford is the only thing in the whole county, a cotton mill. And our people here go to Athens to work, or Elberton to work, or Washington to work. They leave the county, and because we don't have enough industry here to employ them, and that makes them move out. If they live here, they have to go somewhere else to work. And of course, going to Athens, they get that's our shopping center. As far as
Athens amazes me. My grandparents live in Athens, and I've been going there since I was a tiny child.
But it's just grown terribly since the wall.
I go there in 6 months. It's fantastic.
That's
what
they do. And of course, the university just swamps them up there.
Well, so I'm getting sidetracked here. I talk too much. What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk in?
I call it a bucket.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing made out of metal?
I still call it a bucket.